Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. President Donald Trump was in Iowa yesterday urging Republican voters to turn out for the midterms this fall to help the GOP keep control in Washington. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu has more on the president's comments in Clive.
The president highlighted the no tax on tips and no tax on overtime parts of his massive tax and spending law. He also touted his efforts to restrict immigration at the southern border. Trump says the country was dead under former President Joe Biden and what he calls radical left lunatics.
If we lose the midterms, you'll lose so many of the things that we're talking about, so many of the assets that we're talking about, so many of the tax cuts that we're talking about, and it would lead to very bad things.
This fall, Iowa will have a momentous midterm election with open races for the governor and a U.S. Senate seat. And Iowa could influence control of the U.S. House. Half of Iowa's House races are currently ranked as toss-ups by the Cook Political Report. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
The city of Davenport has five candidates in the running for city administrator. A special committee leading the search for the city's top position announced the candidates on Tuesday. Locals on the shortlist include Tim Gleason, Davenport's interim city administrator, retired Colonel Daniel Mitchell, who commanded the Army garrison at the Rock Island Arsenal, and East Moline's current city administrator, Mark Rothert. Following four panel interviews, Davenport's mayor will make a final choice, which needs to be confirmed by two-thirds of the city council. A public reception for the candidates will be at the Adler Theater from 4 to 6 p.m. on Monday. Four Republican candidates for Iowa governor say life begins at conception, and they would work to make the state's abortion policies reflect that. Zach Lane, Brad Sherman, Eddie Andrews, and Adam Steen discussed their views on abortion at a debate last night hosted by Moms for Liberty. Lane is a businessman from Belle Plaine and says this is a foundational issue for civilization.
But my wife and I went through a process, and we were at a fertility clinic. We are now banned for life from that clinic because we refused to discard the embryos. And the ones we refused turned into our youngest son, Fritz. And so that's how far you have to go with this.
Sherman says he was proud to vote for Iowa's six-week abortion ban, but the state needs to do more. Andrews says he will protect life from conception to natural death, and Steen called for a life at conception bill. Congressman Andy Feenstra, who's also running for governor, did not participate in the debate. A bill that would require Iowa's building code to adopt radon mitigation requirements is moving forward in the Iowa House. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs has details.
The bill would change state building code so that all new single-family and two-family residential homes constructed going forward have passive radon mitigation systems. Sarah Vanderplu is a lobbyist with the Iowa Department of Inspections, Appeals, and Licensing. She says the rule would only apply to state-funded construction, but the policy would likely trickle down to local building codes.
The nice thing about it is a lot of smaller cities then adopt the state building code to their own local. And so that gets a lot of people, whatever happens at this level, then has the effect of going down from there.
The Iowa Radon Survey found more than 70% of Iowa homes have radon at levels the Environmental Protection Agency recommends taking action to reduce. The naturally occurring gas from the ground is a known cause of lung cancer. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
The Cedar Rapids Gazette has a new president. Pulitzer Prize-winning editor Richard Green is now overseeing the Gazette and 11 other affiliated newspapers in Iowa. That's according to Adams Multimedia, which purchased the Gazette and the other titles in December. Green was president and publisher of the Des Moines Register from 2013 to 2015. His most recent job was executive director of the Herald Leader in Lexington, Kentucky. Green is taking over for Kelly Homewood, who announced her retirement earlier this month. This is WVIK News.